Walker's proposal would apply to all state and local unions, including teachers. It would have them relinquish their collective bargaining rights for health insurance and pensions and prohibit mandatory union dues. Asked whether he thought that could prompt unions to strike, Walker said he thought most workers would realize the options he's proposing would let the state avoid layoffs and furloughs. But the governor said he had talked to the National Guard.
We are fully prepared and equipped to handle whatever may occur, so we have every confidence we can move forward on that. But again, you plan for the worst, you expect the best, and I expect from the good men and women who work for state and local government that they're going to continue to do the good professional job they do each and every day.
Democrat Mark Pocan of Madison said the very fact that Walker was speaking in those terms showed that this proposal was by no means modest.
When is the last time we've had to call the National Guard in Wisconsin to be ready? It's because the governor is doing such a serious radical overreach that we have to have them prepared, and that's something that I've been watching on CNN in Egypt and not in Wisconsin.
It's illegal for public employees to strike in Wisconsin under the state's collective bargaining statutes. But union leaders have said taking away bargaining rights will lead to labor unrest. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.